Welcome to the Beyond Sunday podcast with your host, Benjamin Chapin, and today is episode 2. In a world full of chaos and a lot of things going on, we as Christians need to remember that God is sovereign and He has a plan. Today's scripture is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. And before we get started reading it, I think it's important to call out the fact that the writer, Paul, was in prison during this time. He wasn't out having a great time, but he was in a prison, chained up. And he gives us some very clear instructions on what the Lord would have us to do. Okay, jumping in, chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So even though Paul is sitting in a prison, chained up, he's got the right thinking here. And I just want to kind of go through these verses and just talk about them a little bit. The first thing I want to point out is the joy and gentleness that we find in verses 4 and 5. Let's zero in on verse 4 for a second. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Joy is different than happiness. Joy comes from the Lord. And here in the verse, it tells us not to rejoice when things are going well or when things are going the way we expect them to, but it says always. We always have a reason to be joyful when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Think about Peter when he got out of that boat when Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter got out of that boat and he began to walk on the water and towards Jesus. The moment he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the storm going on, he started to sink. And that's important because it helps us identify that if we take our eyes off Jesus, even for a moment, we're going to get sucked under. Now let's take a look at verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. You know, when I first saw this verse, I approached it with the mindset like, hey, God's nearby. He's watching you. Kind of like a parent's in the room. The kid will act a little better, or even ourselves as adults will act a little better if we know somebody is watching. And that's not the correct interpretation of this verse. Instead, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Jesus is nearby. God is everywhere. And He's right by us. We can let our gentleness be known to all men, not because we're gentle or because Jesus is watching us to make sure we don't mess up, but because He's right by us. He's right there. The Holy Spirit is living inside of you if you are a Christian, and He has the strength and the power ready for you so that you can exercise that gentleness to everyone that comes across your path. Okay, and now verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let nothing worry you and trouble you. Not that you're going to have moments where you're concerned. Of course, we live in a crazy world right now, and it's impossible not to be concerned. But anxiety is laced with fear, which God has not given us a spirit of fear. We trade in our anxiety for something better, something different. And that's what's awesome about God's design for our life, is that we don't have to live in anxiety. We don't have to be anxious and fearful and worried and concerned and freaking out all the time. There's a better way, and it's God's design. Instead of being super anxious about what's going to happen and being fearful, the scripture here tells us, take it all to prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We go to God in prayer and we ask, but with a thankful heart. Hey, thank you so much. We have to identify the things in our life that God is blessing us with before we get to that request. Because a lot of times, in my own experience, I want to go get God to do something, ask him about something, whatever. But when I stop and I start thanking him, it's like, whoa, God, you have done so much in my life. Why is it so much easier to focus on the one bad thing and ignore and neglect so much of the good that's going on? I often wonder why that is. It's so easy to get fixated on our difficulties and our problems and all these different things and forget how good and gracious the Lord has been in our lives. And if nothing else comes to mind, look back at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. We can remember that Jesus Christ has saved our souls from eternal damnation, and he has forgiven us. He has washed us. He has cleansed us. There is always something to be thankful for. And then verse 7 is our promise. This is a powerful, powerful promise for Christians. Look at it. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace of God, you have to ask yourself, have you experienced it in your life? A peace that doesn't make any sense. It says it surpasses all understanding. Right after I lost my father a couple of years ago, I had a peace. Didn't make any sense. There was a peace. Of course, there were hard times. Of course, there were difficulties in that period of my life, but there was an underpinning peace that surpassed all understanding. And that peace will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That means as you see this world falling apart, burning, and everything is not good, the peace of God is going to protect you and guard your heart and guard your mind. Not through any effort of your own, but through Jesus, through that relationship. And to the people that are being saved, they're going to see you and they're going to be like, okay, what's that guy or gal got going on that I don't have? Because I'm freaking out right now and they're calm. They're calm. I need whatever they got. And that's the type of Christian that we need to be as we see all this crazy going on. Jesus calls us to live differently, to live by his design. And it can be difficult when trials and hardships and stuff happen, but the reality is there's promises and there's protections in place for our good. He designed us. I love when I'm talking to the boys, and I always refer back to this. I just love it. If you think of your life as, you know, one of those big giant Lego boxes. And God gives us an instruction manual, just like with the Legos. Can you build a life that resembles what the designer created with the Legos? You might get close if you're super, super good, but the reality is you will never get it perfect the way it was intended by the designer. And we have to remember that with our life, that the Bible isn't just a bunch of words and ideas and good moral teachings, but it's the instruction booklet for our lives. Our Creator loves us so much that He gave us a book to help us. And when we operate and live in the design that He created, our lives go better. That's just a reality. And then verse 8 kind of brings home this whole idea of, okay, be joyful, be gentle, don't be anxious, you get the peace of God. And verse 8 kind of tells us how we do it, how we actually implement this instruction. And it gives us a list of what we need to think about. And one of the biggest things, it's a personal preference, I guess you could say, but I think it's a reality, is things like the news and social media and all these different outlets that give us information about what's going on in the world. They're filling our minds, they're occupying our minds, and it's distracting us from focusing on what we're told to focus on. Verse 8 tells us, focus on the good stuff. That's how it boils down. Focus on the good going on. Keep your mind there. Because you have to remember something about the mind. It's a sponge. Even if you forget your car keys and you don't know where they are, your mind still does record everything that gets put into it. So if you watch, you know, a 4-hour report about a shooting that happened in LA or whatever, that is depositing into your brain like an investment, and it's putting more and more and more in. And you got to sit back and you got to analyze and reflect and ask yourself this question. What is being put into your mind on a day-to-day basis? Is it the good things that the Lord commands us to fill our mind with? Or is it something else? Because if we spend, like, for example, 4 hours watching the news, and then we go somewhere and we meet up with some friends or family or whatever, are we going to be geared towards talking about God and faith and these kind of things? Or are we going to jump into the conversation about who got killed where and when and how many and all the details? Which one is going to fill you with anxiety and anxiousness? When you partake in anxious things, you're going to become more anxious. If you've listened to the previous episode, you know a little bit about my story and a little bit of the struggle I went through in the year 2012. And that whole year was clouded by basically I had a reaction to a medication. And what happened was God felt a million miles away, and my mind was out of control, scared to death I was going to die. And I was filled with this sense of impending doom all the time. Even at church, if I heard the air conditioner or the heater kick on, I would just tremble inside, feeling like I was going to die. And it was during this time that God taught me the importance of what I focus on. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2012, there was this, I think it was a calendar or something that was ending, the Mayans or something like that. When I read about that and heard about that, it did not help my situation at the time, and it drove me deeper into fear. And it was really hard. If it wasn't for that intense watching of sermons, reading the Bible, and just seeking after God, I don't know what would have happened. I don't think I'd be here, honestly, because it was the worst. And anyways, the reason I bring up that story is to just highlight the fact that our thoughts and what we put into our thoughts, it matters. It matters to God what we think about. It matters to Him, and it matters to us, because if we fill our lives and our time and our energy and our thoughts with things that aren't great, we're not going to have great results. It's kind of like the seed. You put one seed into the ground, you don't get one back, you get a multitude. And we have to remember that with all the entertainment, all the news, all the things that we consume. We live in a crazy world where we have constant inputs, and we have to filter those inputs in our lives in order to live lives that glorify God and that bring Him not only glory, but pleasure. That needs to be the position of our hearts if we want to walk in the light and the truth, and we want to be free from anxiety. We have to do these things. And I know a lot of what I've been saying and talking about here sounds very do this, and it is, because this is the key to having peace and being free from anxiety in this crazy world. It's not going to happen through self-effort. It's not going to happen through trying harder. But instead, you can have peace in this crazy world when you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all the problems. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And it's only through Him that we can live by that design that He has created us for. Here's a couple things you can try this week. Instead of watching the news, go for a walk, read the Bible, spend some additional time in prayer. Focus on the good things in your life, and good things are going to be present on your mind, and it should help ease that anxiety and that tension. Of course, there's people out there that suffer with extreme anxiety and they need medical care. I'm not pushing anyone against that. But for the rest of us who feel unsettled, feel a little upset about what we see going on across the globe, we have to remember that Jesus is the way. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I do want to ask, if this has encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs hope and encouragement. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss what's in the next episode. You've been listening to the Beyond Sunday podcast with Benjamin Chapin. Remember, faith was never meant to stay inside church walls. See you next time.